Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another lights on listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. The Brain Massage Show is ready to go. Get ready. Your brain is about to get a massage. The devil anywhere. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. My friends, I'll be attending the Tea Party Caucus-sponsored Real Resistance Conference Friday and Saturday. Now, I'll be in my pulpit Sunday, by the way, but if you happen to be at the Real Resistance Conference, look for me. I'd love to meet you. I'm in hopes to meet with Jim Patterson while there, one of the speakers at the event, who will be speaking for us at our Lights on Banquet November 3rd. Be sure to buy your tickets for the Lights on Banquet before September 1st to qualify for a $5 per ticket discount. Anyway, my friends, that means I'm preparing the show on Thursday, since I'll be traveling Friday and Saturday, and two things seem to be demanding my attention today. One is the recent statement from our dear president on the North Korean threat and Kim's response to that statement, and the other matter of interest to me today is the call for Chad Mays' resignation as Assembly Minority Leader of the California GOP. Now, the Brain Massage Show has topped 400,000 on feed hits, with about 50,000 of those coming from the United States and roughly half of those from California alone. Now, this is from our podcast site. That doesn't include the newer sites and our church site, and so we don't track the numbers. And my point is that I realize many in my audience are from outside our state and really from all over the world, but virtually everyone is aware of the craziness we deal with in California. And most people I talk to here and about and abroad show some keen interest in things that go on in California. And we know, for example, that California is a huge factor in national politics here, and it has been a bastion of liberalism almost since Reagan left as our governor, who governed us from 67 to 75. And now we rank at number 43 of 50 states in fiscal rating, and we have a negative rating in solvency. Besides the rest of the nonsense that we have to deal with in the state, like the insane regulations that infringe on our Second Amendment rights, something I spoke to last week, the recent cap and trade deal that was passed, layering a whole new truckload of tax burden on an already overburdened taxpayer here in California, not to mention the nonsense about being a sanctuary state and a governor, you know, who orders schools to allow gender-confused boys to use the girls' restrooms and dressing rooms, and, I mean, just a whole host of other Looney Tune California crazies. But I would like for my listeners to know, there are some sane, well-grounded, conservative people in California, like Assemblyman Jim Patterson and Santa Barbara Conservative Women Federated President Julie Bischoff, both of whom, by the way, will be speaking at our upcoming Lights On Banquet November 3rd. Get your tickets. Go online to santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the banquet menu button along the top of the page. Complete the registration form. Follow the instructions for making your payment at the bottom of that form anyway. With all the voter fraud that we have in this state and the districting tricks the progs have used to keep power in this state, I'm not sure there are not enough conservatives in California to take this state back for the Reagan right. The left has shown what a very well-organized, aggressive, and persistent minority can accomplish if it's dedicated and determined. And frankly, I think there are a great many more conservatives in California than the establishment wants us to know about. Conservatives unite! Rise up! And take this beautiful and potentially prosperous state back for the right. Now, a good start would be to purge the ranks of rhinos. Guys like Chad Mays, they've got to go. Anyway, let's see. Yep. Yeah. I think that sets the table for today. We'll look into the North Korea threat and what needs to be done to save California from becoming Illinois. Okay? It's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here. Flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
My dear friends, I'm waiting to hear what the president's going to say before I prepare my comments on what's going down with North Korea. I was led to believe he was going to make some kind of statement here shortly. And I did hear him give us one follow-up to all of this, and he said that perhaps his Fire and Fury comment was not strong enough. You gotta love this guy. I'm afraid Kimmy might make the mistake of thinking he's dealing with the Bamster. Thank you, Monica Quelli. Don't want to plagiarize, you know. So I'll wait for the president's comments coming up before I address the North Korea threat issue. So Chad Mays is a Republican California State Assemblyman who was made California State Assembly Republican Caucus leader and has violated his oath, not only with his wife, but with us. His promises to combat the excessive taxes Californians pay that are driving businesses out of our state apparently has been revoked by him. In 2014, you remember, he said, quote, Texas Governor Rick Perry's efforts to lure companies and jobs from California by offering economic incentives are a direct result of California having the highest taxes in the nation. He went on to say, we need to reform California's job-killing regulations and reduce the tax burden to not only keep the jobs we have, but to expand and strengthen our economy, quote unquote. And that was one of his campaign promises or statements back in 2014. And he promised to, quote, champion greater local control and stewardship of every tax dollar, end quote, right? So he's going to make sure Brown gets the money he needs to build his train? So Chad could have used his influence to rally the Republicans to stop the cap and trade ripoff. But instead, he used his influence to betray his constituents for his own little 15 minutes of fame in the welcoming lights of Democrat favor. Maybe he hopes to improve his environmental scorecard. You know, I noticed it was zero in 2016 with an overall score of 5%, among the lowest of all Republicans. So maybe Chad wanted to get a little bump in his environmentalist scorecard by caving into the cap and trade sham, which I've shown is a scam to rip off the California taxpayer. Yeah, it's a big business anti-capitalist squeeze out of the little guy. You know, it's an anti-free trade scam. It's really multi-layered, but one of the layers is the businesses that can afford it buy up the emissions credits, and the availability of these credits decreases over time. Pretty soon, only the larger companies have the credits, and virtually no competitor has a prayer of entering into the market that they will control like a monopoly. Now, thanks to Chad, we're going to spend anywhere from, the estimates are from 60 to 90 cents per gallon of gas, and our electricity rates are going to jump 10 to 20%. One report I read said we will be spending an additional 73 cents per gallon for gas by 2031. It'll probably happen sooner than that. Am I reading this correctly? You know, I'll have to research this, but I know right now we're paying 18.4 cents per gallon in federal taxes, 9 cents per gallon in sales tax, 2 cents per gallon for the underground storage tanks tax, and 47.3 cents per gallon in California excise tax. What's that? An excise tax is what they call laying a tax on something they want to control, really, or when they want to get more money and they decide to lay a tax on some specific commodity that we buy in order to get it. And so that all adds up to 76.7 cents per gallon that is included in every gallon of gas you buy. California gets 58.3 cents of that per gallon for every gallon of gas you buy. And if I understand this correctly, because of Chad Mays, you're going to be paying 73 cents per gallon. Some say 90 cents per gallon. When is this going to stop? Apparently not when you fight and struggle and give and campaign to get a Republican in our assembly in California, at least not if they're led by turncoats like Chad Mays. Come on, enough already. This has got to stop. Where are the grown-ups? Okay, voting for legislation they know they can't fund, trying to find a way to fund a train we neither need nor want nor can afford. And Chad Mays needs to resign as leader of the California GOP and let a real conservative with genuine conservative principles and character to stand in and lead this party in California. Hey, Chad. What happened to combating the oppressive California Democrat tax and spend policies that have driven our state to 43rd place in fiscal solvency with a negative solvency ratio? With an insane government led by Brown that, for example, votes to provide health care for everyone only afterwards to explain, well, no, but we can't afford it. What? So I guess we've gone from, you know, you have to vote for it in order to know what's in it, so you have to pass it into law before you know whether or not you can fund it. And we here in California are the not-so-proud home of both of these inanities. Chad is one of those Republicans that believes, you know, you got to be real, man. He's bought into the lie that in order for conservatives to advance their cause in this state, well, they have to become liberals, at least as much as possible. In other words, you got to turn left to go right. You got to put the car in reverse to move forward. You have to dig a hole deeper in order to stop going deeper into debt. In fact, if you're digging a hole and you're concerned about the fact you're getting too deep, well, the best way to stop is to dig faster. This insanity has got to stop. You don't advance a conservative agenda by supporting a liberal one. You don't relieve an already oppressively taxed people by adding more taxes on them and then tell them you just helped them out. Who are you trying to kid? You just helped yourself to more of their hard-earned money to buy some favor with the people we sit you to Sacramento to stop. Now, here's the rationale. You know, quote, with Democrats holding a supermajority in Sacramento, Mays has been willing to work with them to further the GOP's agenda. Give me a break. But that olive branch is considered a knife in the back to many conservative Californians who feel ignored, if not powerless, in a state where GOP voter registration has been declining for years. Did you hear that? GOP registration has been declining for years. Anyway, this goes on. Blowback started almost immediately with self-described nationalist Joseph Turner on Tuesday denouncing Mays' cap-and-trade vote and all his posing with the governor and so on afterwards, and accusing him of having an extramarital love affair with his predecessor, former Assembly GOP leader Kristen Olson. Well, he is having an affair with that chick, and he has recently struck up a kind of bromance with Brown. And the concern is that in both cases, he's sticking us with the tab. Chad, you really need to step down and get your head cleared on some things. Look, I get it. Republican registration has been in decline in California for years. I know. And I guess these geniuses think, well, these Republicans are leaving the party because they've been converted to liberals. No, they're fed up with the constant betrayal, and many of them have simply dropped out, and many more of them, have just turned to libertarian parties or just gone away. Who wants to pay dues to a party that claims to be conservative but then puts up Meg Whitman for governor? Are you out of your minds? The California GOP really needs to get a backbone and become committed to their base more than they are committed to getting and keeping power, because you can betray your base only so many times before you lose it. Before Friday, they say, hasta la vista, baby. Chad Mays is not the answer to an ever-declining Republican voter registration. He is the reason for it. And guys like him who think like him, I think there are a great many more conservatives in California than many think. I believe we're divided. I believe we're scattered because we don't have strong leadership at the top of the party to unite us. What Chad did serves to divide and discourage conservatives even more in California. Second, we need a conservative at the top of the California GOP that can articulate conservative values clearly and with conviction so that he's believable. When a goper pulls this double-crossing stuff like Chad did, it undermines the entire conservative message and makes it all that more difficult to convince those we might otherwise be able to reach with our message. Chad Mays is a disaster for conservatism in California. He needs to resign. Hold on through the break, my friends. I'll be right back.
The Lights On Banquet, an evening with the brain masseur, is coming November 3rd at the Lighthouse. Our God and Gunclinger home defense kit this year will include one Smith & Wesson MP9 shield, a 9mm handgun equipped with holster and the Crimson Trace laser, plus one leather-bound Bible, the one used by the brain masseur, a $1,000 value, free to the winner of the Lights On Banquet drawing, November 3rd at the Lighthouse. Every guest has a chance to win. Call Becky at 805-714-0786 to make reservations. Assemblyman Jim Patterson, an honest God and country patriot, representing our traditional American values in Sacramento, fighting the good fight and shining the light of truth in a place darkened by lies, will be speaking at the Lights On Banquet November 3rd. Call Becky at 805-714-0786 to make your reservation today. 805-714-0786. Becky's waiting to help you now. 805-714-0786. Julie Bischoff, president of Santa Barbara Conservative Women, Federated, and expert on voter fraud in California, will be speaking at the Lights On Banquet November 3rd. Call Becky at 805-714-0786 to make your reservations today. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse Baptist Church here in Santa Maria, California, Brain Basseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter, lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberties. I'll be attending the Tea Party Caucus-sponsored Real Resistance Conference Friday and Saturday at the Windham Garden Fresno Airport. Now, we'll be in my pulpit Sunday. Hey, if you happen to be at the Real Resistance event, look for me. I'd love to meet you. I'm in hopes to meet Jim Patterson, shake his hand, one of the speakers at this event, by the way, who will be speaking for us at our Lights On banquet November 3rd. Be sure to buy your ticket before September 1st in order to qualify for a $5 per ticket discount. Lou's succulent Santa Maria-style tri-tip dinner, Emily's delicious dessert, a chance to win this year's God and Gunclingers Home Defense Kit, which will be a Smith & Wesson MP9 shield with crimson trace lacer and holster. And that provided by Pat of Pat's Automotive and John Perry of Rangemaster and Slow, along with a beautiful leather-bound Bible from the Lighthouse Baptist Church. Two more drawings for prizes are provided by Tate of Tate's Avocado. By the way, Lou has got a great business in town called Have It Wired. You might look him up for any wiring needs. And every paid guest, by the way, will receive one chance in each of the three drawings, all right? Now, a silent auction for some great stuff. Jim Patterson, Julie Bischoff, and the Brain Basseur. It's going to be an outstanding evening. Don't miss out. Call Rebecca at 805-714-0785 or go to santamarialighthouse.org to register today. Okay, let's get into the North Korea debacle, shall we? Interesting information has percolated to the top since Trump has been standing up to the bully dictator of North Korea. And I'm still waiting on the promised Trump statement. Hopefully it'll happen before I have to wrap up the show today. So anyway, you know that North Korea has been ruled by maniacs since Kim Il-sung. The nation's calendar is dated by the first Kim's birthday. You know, it's like with Jesus, it's B.C. and A.D. B.C. before Christ and A.D. Annos Dominum, which means in the year of our Lord. And the North Korean calendar is built all around Kim Il-sung, pre-Kim, post-Kim, whatever, I don't know. They keep the people ignorant and poor. Anyone speaking ill of ill was quickly taken away and either killed or put in one of their concentration camps, where criminals, I understand, are punished for three generations. These idots think that they're gods, you know, and the people are forced to buy into this at the pain of death or starvation. I mean, it's one of those you can't buy or sell without the Kim's approval type places. You know, this guy is about as close to a precursor of the Antichrist as we have seen. Of little stature, little horn, baby face Kim, with a really big mouth. I mean, speaking great swelling words, defying the highest authorities in the world and even God. And no, I'm not saying baby face Kim is the Antichrist, but I am saying he is Antichrist. Okay? I'm not saying he's the Antichrist. More on that Sunday night, when I preach on what the Bible says about how to identify the Antichrist and apply those criteria to potential contemporary candidates. Now, you'll learn about his number, his name, the mark of the beast. It's all intriguing. Don't miss it. Sunday night, 6 p.m., refreshments following with a time for your questions. This guy is pure evil. I mean, he kills off his own family to ensure no one challenges him for his throne. And he impoverishes his people to keep them under his control. The Kims have been saber-rattling against America for so many years and increasing the Khrushchev-esque, we will bury you rhetoric as they have continued to inch closer to the ability to actually deliver on their threats. So, you know, well, it's becoming a real serious problem, my friend. A threat that we had better take. In fact, I think it's something we should have always been taking seriously, but Obama just sort of ignored it all. Here are some things that have come out that I did not know before this latest exchange between Kim and Trump. I was unaware that for at least a few years now, during Obama's administration, by the way, North Korea has had the capability to manufacture miniaturized warheads. I thought that they didn't have that capability and that they have made warheads small enough to be delivered by their present ICBM technology. My friends, that's a huge game changer. I understand now that all that remains for them to do is figure out how to protect the warhead as it re-enters our atmosphere from space. And they are testing various heat shields now. And it seems that it will not be too long before they're going to have everything they need to deliver a nuclear warhead to Alaska or anywhere along the West Coast, you know, from California on up through Washington and Hawaii. And you really don't need anything like precision targeting, you know, when you're dropping nuclear warheads on somebody. This has become a serious threat. And I really, like I said, I really think it always has been a concerning threat. One that has been ignored, by the way. Now we find out that Obama knew about this. Yes, he knew that North Korea had obtained nuclear warheads that they could deliver on their ICBMs. Yeah, Obama knew. Kim had gotten his hands on the tech to build miniaturized warheads and said nothing and did nothing. Now, whose side is that guy on? I guess his strategic patience, that's what he called it, his strategic patience policy wasn't working. You know, and like, you know, how the truth about Benghazi would have blown up his Middle East policies. This intelligence report about North Korea having nuclear warheads that they could deliver by their ICBMs, that would have blown up his strategic patience policy. And he can't have that. So you just lie and obfuscate. You know, so the most transparent administration ever, which was a tell we should have read easily enough, I brought it out at the time. He was lying. Really a cover for what was the most opaque administration ever, the most dark and sinister administration ever, I wonder. Did you know that North Korea was transferring nuclear technology to Iran during the time Obama was conducting his talks with Iran? Can you believe it? What a perfect cover, if you think about it. I wonder, you know, did Obama and the Imam get together on this? You know, after a little prayer time together? Hey, tell you what, North Korea can transfer nuclear technology to you, you know, while the attention of the whole world will be focused on us talking about making a nuke deal. Hey, they'll never know. I don't know. It sounds far-fetched, but I understand one of the rooms in the Obama White House was converted while he was there into a Muslim prayer room. So, you know, and remember, it was Clinton who sold us out to the Chinese, approving the transfer of missile technology to China, making them a serious threat to our national security. I don't know if you remember that whole mess, but oh my goodness. And so far, we need to be thankful that China has backed the sanctions against North Korea recently. Thank God. But where will China stand if it does come down to all-out war with North Korea? I don't know. There is a tight North Korea-China connection and a tight Russia-Iran connection. Let's just hope China does not want to get into a scuffle with America right now, because their chance is about to be presented to them, it seems. Only a few shows ago, I raised alarms about the conflict developing between America and North Korea. Now look, yikes. North Korea is loading up their shorter-range missiles onto their patrol boats and, what, getting ready to do something? We've got satellite pictures confirming this. By the way, that was classified information released by Fox. I don't know. CNN is blasting Trump because he retweeted that news story released by Fox, revealing classified information as if somehow, you know, that makes Trump culpable for disseminating classified information to the public. But by that logic, isn't it the case then that CNN is disseminating classified information by reporting that Trump retweeted a story released by Fox revealing these guys? Anyway, as I come to a conclusion here, I want you to think about something with me. A while back, I challenged our church and radio podcast audience to pray that God would break the power of the Kims over the oppressed people of North Korea. And I have been praying very earnestly about that. That statement from Trump, you know, that if North Korea did not back off their threats, America would come down on them with fire and fury, such as the world has never known. You know, that interestingly, that was not a prepared statement. And okay, like you, this is something that kind of makes me nervous about this president. But I want you to consider something from a spiritual point of view or from a biblical point of view. Selah. Proverbs 16:10 says, "A divine sentence is in the lips of the king. His mouth transgresseth not in judgment." Now, the word transgresseth here should not be taken to mean to commit an error or sin. What it's talking about here is that his mouth does not speak unfaithfully. It doesn't cover up judgment. In fact, the reverse is true. It reveals judgment. It uncovers it and discloses it. It does so faithfully. In other words, you need to listen to what the ruler is saying, because in what he's saying, you might hear a divine declaration of judgment. Another important principle is Proverbs 21, verse 1. "The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will." Take that with, "out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh." And can you handle all this, by the way? All this Bible talk, you know what I mean? I know some progs listen to my show. And you're welcome, by the way. I'm glad you're with us. And some secularized conservatives listen to the show and get a little nervous. By the way, and some faith-skinny Christians who get nervous, they're the ones who really have the greatest amount of difficulty with this, interestingly enough. So I do get concerned sometimes whether you know, some smaller segments of my audience can handle so much bright light shining on them. But if you just hold on, you'll find your eyes will adjust. Anointed with that eye salve Jesus promised to give you. You can see. Put it together. God ruleth in the kingdom of men. He's sovereign. We cried out to him to move the sword of justice against Kim's oppressive regime, and we cried that he would end it and free those people. All of a sudden, the man appointed to hold the greatest sword of civil power on the earth today is pronouncing fire and fury upon the very regime we prayed God would end. Wow. And by the way, that is the reason he appointed the sword, you know. Quote, to execute wrath upon evildoers, end quote. And one of the greatest evildoers in the world today is none other than Kim Jong-un. Now, if you want insight into how to identify the Antichrist and how God uses authorities to work his purposes in the earth, you need to come Sunday night, 6 p.m., when I preach on what the Bible says about how to identify the Antichrist and then apply those criteria to potential contemporary candidates. Now you'll learn about his number, his name, the mark of the beast. It'll all be very intriguing. Don't miss it. Sunday night, 6 p.m., refreshments following with a time for your questions. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know you see that they are on. Write to me an email and click lights on if you agree, lights off if you disagree. You can email me by going to our website at brainmassage.net. Brainmassage.net. Tell me what you think of the show, positive or negative, either way. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The Lights On Banquet, an evening with the brain masseur, is coming November 3rd at the Lighthouse. Our God and Gun Clinger home defense kit this year will include one Smith & Wesson MP9 shield, a 9mm handgun equipped with holster and the Crimson Trace laser, plus one leather-bound Bible, the one used by the brain masseur, a $1,000 value, free to the winner of the Lights On Banquet drawing, November 3rd at the Lighthouse. Every guest has a chance to win. Call Becky at 805-714-0786 to make reservations. You are invited to the Lights On Banquet, November 3rd at the Lighthouse, to hear California State Assemblyman Jim Patterson and Santa Barbara Conservative Woman Federated President Julie Bischoff with a live brain massage from your beloved brain masseur. Each guest is automatically entered into three drawings this year. The grand prize, the God and Gun Clinger Home Defense Kit, includes a leather-bound Bible and an awesome gun. Also, each guest has entered into two super-duper secret special drawings for prizes that I can't even mention on the radio. But I can tell you that they're worth in excess of $200 each. Lou and Peter will be serving up their succulent, delicious, flavor-bursting Santa Maria-style tri-tip with all the fixins, followed by one of Emily's special desserts. Sorry, the Patriots discount is no longer available, but we have set aside 20 more seats for the Second Amendment discount. Save $5 off each seat if you register by September 1st, 2017. Call Becky at 805-714-0786 and she'll help you get registered. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. santamarialighthouse.org. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturday at 12 noon